Hey, everybody. Welcome to another special episode of Flames Unfiltered. We are your hosts, myself, Kyle Lewis, and as always, Brad Bird. And today, we are going to do an episode. I forget what the official title was going to be, but you know, the people we forgot were Flames.
He was a Flames player.
That's what it was. Thank you. That's how little I prepared for this episode to make as authentic as possible.
Well, you know, what got me thinking on this one is, you know, sometimes you see players in jerseys after they've been traded, and it's just like, man, it just looks out of place. Like, I remember when Iginla went to Colorado, or Fleury in Colorado. It was just weird. It was just like, am I seeing this right? And I started looking at the list of all-time Flames players, and it's like, man, I forgot that guy was a Flame. I don't think of him as a Flame, you know? Yeah. And a lot of them came to mind, and they kept coming to mind. And it's like, you know what, Kyle and I need to talk about this.
Yeah, that's some good ones. The weirdest example of any player on any team I could ever think of, and I have this image burned in my head, is Eddie Belfour as a San Jose Shark. Mm-hmm. It's the strangest thing. And I have like this image from Google Images stuck in my brain.
You want to know what's weird? And this may be just because I'm from the States, but Eddie Belfour in Toronto was weird to me.
Yeah, and he was actually quite successful there.
He was.
He was there for two, maybe three seasons. Anyway.
And that, I mean, he played quite a few games there, but it still is weird to me. Because, like, if you said Ed Belfour to me, like, he played at the University of North Dakota. So, like, Ed Belfour is the man.
Yeah.
If you say Ed Belfour, it's Chicago Blackhawks, Dallas Stars. That's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
That's it.
100%. So before we get into that, I always like to give a shout out when we have a new follower. And I was in Halifax on business a few weeks ago and met Catherine Melnick, who was super cool. She was the bartender at the bar that I was sitting at. So she kept me entertained, and turns out she collects T-shirts, and she immediately followed our podcast on the spot. So Catherine, I owe you a T-shirt and actually several others because evidently you collect them. But yeah, thanks for keeping me company. Thanks for following the show. And yeah, this has been your shout out. So thanks again.
All right.
Yeah. Let's so. Where do we even begin? Or even begin? We just dive right in.
Oh, the top of the list to me. The weirdest seeing him in a Flames jersey was just friggin' weird.
Are we talking about Yammer Yager? Oh my God.
I still think about that. It's like it was just an awkward year.
That was 17-18, I want to say.
It was. He played 22 games only.
One goal assisted by Johnny Gaudreau. And five assists, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, that's going to be a trivia question.
Yeah, who did Yammer Yager finish his NHL career with? Who is the only Canadian team Yammer Yager ever played for?
True.
Really. And the weird thing I remember the most about that, and it bothers me to this day, is that allegedly, and I think Brian Burke has confirmed this, the team was considering signing one of Yammer Yager or Jerome Iginla.
Huh.
It breaks my heart to this day. Some things you just never get over. But yeah, it was super cool seeing him in Flames uniform.
You know, I think it's probably good the way Iginla went and the time.
Oh, yeah, and I think so too. Yeah. I do. But that just would have been so much fun to see him on a line with Gaudreau. Imagine a prime Iginla with Gaudreau. Whew. Anyway, I'm going to throw out some random ones that are kind of quick hits because these episodes are typically a little shorter anyway, but some strange ones are just jumping in my brain, which is where the authentic part of this comes from, right?
Yep.
Jeff Friesen, who...
He's on my list.
Yeah, he had a really good career in San Jose and to a lesser extent in Anaheim. I think he was traded with part of a Steve Shields trade for Teemu Selanne, I want to say. I don't know why my brain remembers that, but...
He played 72 games as a Flame.
And he had, what, a goal maybe?
I don't know. Remember when Jeff Friesen was supposed to be like the deal? Remember I worked, this is way back when I was in college, and I worked with this guy that went to high school with Jeff Friesen. And he's really? Like, oh, he's going to be a big guy in the NHL. He's going to be a big guy. And it was right when he was just starting in San Jose. It's like, oh, that didn't pan out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really... I don't want to start any innuendo or rumor on here, but if I remember correctly, and he was fairly candid about Jeff Friesen, I believe had either substance abuse issue or a psychological issue, which kind of derailed his career because he was a super effective winger. When I think about those late 90s San Jose Sharks teams, it's him and Owen Nolan all day in my brain, right?
Yeah. I believe he's from Estevan too, which is just not very far from where I live. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sure. But, you know, that was a signing that really, he wore number 16. That's a signing that really excited me at the time. So I'll rattle him off and a couple others. I don't want to hear more from you. Okay.
All right.
Two guys that I'm going to see at the Hockey Heroes tournament, Tony Amonte and Darren McCarty.
Amonte's on my list.
Amonte is one of my all-time favorite NHL players, let alone a Flame. And he and McCarty signed in that same post-lockout summer when all of a sudden every team was on equal footing. So love those two guys. McCarty's a wonderful human being as well, but it was so strange to see those two, you know, wearing the black C at the time.
I was super surprised. Do you know how many games Tony Amonte played for the Flames?
Probably 160.
161.
Oh, that was so close. Like, oh, man.
I did not want to get out of a plane and go to Vegas.
Oh, man. That is wild.
Yeah.
I was thinking 79 and 81 games, but anyway.
I was surprised.
And he had 42-ish and 30-ish points in those two seasons.
Don't know.
Anyway, close enough. Close enough. So those were two that were really cool, but really odd. Who you got? Give me some others.
Well, I got one that's crazy. Nikolai Borshevsky.
Oh, yeah.
Eight games.
Oh, man.
In 94-95.
You know, that's dirty. That's white. That's so far off the board. That's a dirty play.
Oh, that is. And another one that I don't think of. I mean, it was a weird one because we'll talk about him in future episodes, but it was a guy that when we signed him, I was like super pumped. But seeing Owen Nolan in a Flames jersey
that was for a weird one.
77 games was weird. Weird.
He had to make amends with Robin Regier from when he got drilled when he was playing for the Leafs the year prior. Remember that?
I do now that you say that.
I think he bought him a watch. I think.
I like Robin Regier. He's in my top Flames, all-time Flames Flame. All-time favorite Flames players. Holy.
As he should be. As he should be.
Oh, we should do an episode on that too. I can't believe you've never done that.
On Robin Regier?
No, like our top 10 all-time favorite Flames.
Yeah, we can do that. We got all summer, baby. Let's do it. Give me another one. I got a few more of mine, but keep going.
Well, I got two more that I do not think of them as Flames ever, is Olli Jokinen and Dougie Hamilton. I just don't. They both played over 200 games. But I don't think of – you think of – when you say Olli Jokinen, what do you think? Florida Panthers.
Well, you would think, but I think of him with the Flames only because on that trade deadline in 2009, I was so excited that we acquired him, only to be absolutely just beyond disappointed. Also notable for wearing number 21 and number 13 as a Flame.
Yeah.
And Dougie Hamilton, I can't justify why you see it that way, but I mean, it's interesting that you do.
I know, because he played 245 games, but I do feel like, I don't know. That's just a weird one of mine. I'm probably way off the board there. I know 10 years from now, if we did this episode, I know two guys that would be on that list. Tyson Berry and Anthony Mantha. We both remember them because it's just so recent.
I was at the game when Mantha tore his ACL in Montreal. Also had a wicked resurgent year with the Pittsburgh Penguins for what it's worth. But anyway.
10 years from now, we will have forgotten he was a Flame for 13 games. We will forget that.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know who everybody forgets was a Flame, but I'll never let it go, is Mark Savard.
Oh, I know. You never will live that
way. I will never, ever, ever let that go. Anyway, more obvious big name that still makes no sense was Grant Fuhr. You know, Oiler, probably the greatest goaltender in Oilers history.
23 games played for the Flames.
23 miserable games, 5 wins, if I'm not mistaken.
I got a goalie that's even more off the board than that one. That one is really off the board, though, because he was an Oiler grade.
Let me try and guess. All right. Vesa Toskala?
No, I didn't. We drafted Vesa. No, we didn't. We got
Vesa Toskala. He was part of the three-headed monster in San Jose. Yeah. Bakov, Kiprusoff.
That's a good one. He didn't play too many games here.
Yeah, I just sold that game-worn Toskala jersey, actually, for way less than I paid, unfortunately. Vesa Toskala, Curtis Joseph.
Yep, he's on my list. 9 games.
Fucking love Curtis Joseph. And he was so good in that relief game against San Jose in the playoffs.
There's one you're not going to get.
Okay, fun fact, though. Curtis Joseph was a Calgary Flame twice because he was traded to Calgary by Detroit.
Yeah.
By Toronto. And then so Calgary gave that compensatory pick when he signed in Detroit in 2002.
Okay.
There's something wrong with me. Anyway, go on.
You want me to tell you the one you're not going to get that I don't think you're going to come up with?
Yes.
When I think of him, I think of him as a goalie, okay? And when I think of him, I think of him as a Vancouver Canuck.
Hold on. Don't give me this.
So I'm kind of feeding you. I'm kind of giving
it's not,
you.
It's not Jacob Markstrom.
No. He played one game. He played one game.
What season?
01-02.
01-02. So we had Roman Turek. Man, I'm going through all these goals. Like, now I'm thinking like Fred Brathwaite, Danny Sabourin. God, who was that? I give up.
Kay Whitmore.
St. John Flames legend, Kay Whitmore.
Yeah.
Wow. Dirty.
Another goalie that a lot of people forget too is J.S. Chikar. Everybody thinks
he had a wicked setup in Calgary. His gear was killer.
It was.
Yeah.
You know who's gear? We should. That's another topic. I always loved Jonas Hiller's.
Yeah, you've said that many times. The black helmet with the gold bars.
I liked it.
Also, Nicholas Backstrom had a really random sick setup as a Flame. His last NHL win, I believe, a 4-1 win against somebody.
But also
Minnesota, actually.
Another guy that you would not remember being a Flame.
Nope, and he was probably the best goaltender in Minnesota Wild history.
I got a couple other ones that are kind of mediocre ones, but I'll rattle through them real quick, and we can talk about them. Devin Setoguchi.
I was thinking of him, another San Jose Shark. Guy, didn't he have like 56 goals one year?
I don't know.
Not in Calgary, but anyway.
In San Jose, yeah, maybe. Not in Calgary. We'd still be talking. Well, we'd probably have a statue if he had 56 goals in Calgary.
right?
Coda Leak, remember him? The old Buffalo.
There's one of his jerseys on eBay right now, actually. One of his Flames ones.
He's a guy that nobody remembers. Chris Drury is another guy.
Yes, that's been met well because he wanted out and he was part. He got traded to Buffalo where he became co-captain for Steven Rinepracht and Rhett Warner.
Yep.
So I remember that very well too.
Everybody forgets him. Everybody forgets Nick Shore.
And Devin Shore.
Yeah. You could bring the Richies back into the mix too.
I just saw a picture of Devin Setoguchi in a Flames jersey. It's weird.
Yeah. You know, and another guy too, he was in Calgary for a little while, but it's just hard. Like when you say Brendan Morrison, I probably wouldn't think of him as a Flame. I would think of him as a Canuck, wouldn't you?
He's also at Hockey Heroes. And yeah, but although he had a pretty good stint in Calgary. Also, I don't know where I got my thoughts on Devin Setoguchi. He never scored more than 30 some goals.
Oh, really? So you were flat out wrong on that, but you've been right on everything else?
That's pretty much what happens. Yeah. Calgary Flames, 12 games, 0 points. Oof. Anyway.
You know, two that we probably should mention, and they didn't really make my list, but they should probably. And because I think if you ask the average hockey fan, I think we all remember in Calgary very distinctly, but the rest of the hockey world probably doesn't remember that Brett Hull and Martin St. Louis were in Calgary.
Well, I think they do only because they were such, you know, incredible players later in their careers. But nobody thinks of Brett Hull as a Calgary Flame. And nobody thinks of Martin St. Louis as a Calgary Flame, even though I have a graded St. Louis rookie card.
57 games, 69. 57 for Hull, 69 for St. Louis.
And St. Louis had 3 goals and 15 assists in 99-2000, I believe, for the Flames.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There's some really useless information up here.
There is. You know a lot of stuff that I don't know that you really need.
Mike LeClaire, former Anaheim Duck. That was a really random Flame, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few that, you know, their stints were short, and when you think
back... Brad Stewart.
Yeah, that's right.
Another San Jose Shark.
Ian Cole. Or no, Ian White.
Oh, his life turned tragic. That's a sad one.
Yeah, but he was a Flame for a while. He was actually really good in Calgary.
Yeah, until he broke Damon Lankow's neck. That wasn't so good, but...
No. Didn't mean to.
No, I know. But yeah, he's had a rough... Did you ever watch the documentary on him? It's sad, man.
No, I haven't.
Oof. Yeah, look that up on YouTube. It's crazy. Who else? This is fun doing it like this. Like, I don't know about you, but I know you have a list, and I had a little one in my head, but like, this is really off the cuff.
Yeah, I mean, my list was really, really short. I mean, I wanted to... And that's kind of what this topic is, too. You know, I mean, I wanted us to come up with guys like, you know, Frederick Modine was a veteran.
I had one of his game warrants too. And here's a weird Freddie Modine fact. What did he play? Four games?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It just came to my mind.
I'm telling you, as a fact, Freddie Modine played four games as a Calgary Flame and wore three different jerseys. He wore the red flags, the white flags, and the retro.
Really?
Four games. And there's a guy named Bill in Calgary who had the red and the white. No, the red and the red, and I sold him the white.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's an obscure. We've done a show on obscure Flames players.
I don't think I've ever told you this.
Oh, no. What now?
Oh, thank God I can share this information with someone. Oh, my buddy Whitey that lives two blocks over, he loved Freddie Modine because he's a Tampa fan. But anyway, I digress. Who else? I'm looking around the room for inspiration.
Wade Dulac.
Yes, part of the Theo Fleury trade, I believe.
Yes, he was.
RIP.
Ladislav Schmid.
Oh, yeah. He's like ashamed of his time in Calgary, too.
You want to know one that probably wish that we never would have seen in Calgary was Troy Brouwer.
No, we'll save that for another episode.
That's coming up on another
talk. Yeah. Tune in next week.
Yeah.
Troy Brouwer. Oof, yeah. Yeah. Now okay. Now we're going to obscure ones that are going to spoil our next episode. So we'll avoid the other guy we're both thinking of right now. James Neal.
Oh yeah.
Who else? Peter Bouzik. That's a random one. I had high hopes for him when he was acquired from Atlanta for Jeff Cowan, but anyway, we're getting way too down the rabbit hole now.
You know, I think there's probably a lot of them that were here. You know, like I look at guys like where they were here for short stints. Like when you think back, you're not. I mean, do you think? This is just interesting. This is a slightly off topic, but interesting. I always think, you know, like if a guy was going to go into the Hall of Fame, what team would he go under? Like Jaromir Jagr, we talked about him. I think Pittsburgh Penguins immediately. Now, he played for a lot of teams.
A hell of a lot of teams. Had a monster year in New York in 05-06 as well.
But I think the vast majority of the NHL fans would say Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Jerome Iginla, I think, would think 99% of the hockey world is going to say Calgary Flames. We've had a lot of guys come through Calgary that we surely aren't going to remember them for their time in Calgary. And the list is a lot. And a lot of it happened too, because I mean, I think of all the guys and when Sutter was here that he would bring in just older veterans, right? The end of their career. And a lot of them were really effective, but they were only here 1 and 2 years, right?
Yep.
Lots of them. How about Todd Bertuzzi? There's one.
He was really effective, actually, that 1 year. Joe McGillow is the reason they signed him.
You want to know something, though? Have you ever been to an NHL game and sat in the row directly behind the bench? Now, it's a shitty seat, but have you ever done it?
Negative.
I did it in Vancouver only because that was the only ticket I could get. But a buddy of mine sat where it was the Canucks against the Minnesota Wild, and we were in the front row right behind the Canucks bench. And I watched Todd Bertuzzi that whole game. And his mannerisms and the way he was on the bench made me believe that the whole team hated his guts.
It's kind of funny.
He looked like a complete asshole on the bench. Mark Crawford was coaching, I believe, at the time, too.
Well, speaking of assholes, anyway.
Yeah. I'll throw that in there.
Who else? We'll wrap this one up. Let's see. Who else was a really obscure Calgary Flame?
I don't think we're going to get past Nikolai Borshevsky, are we?
No, the high watermark's already been set. I feel like there's somebody that should be more obvious, or maybe shouldn't be obvious, and I'm just not thinking of.
There's just been a few fighters, and why are they not coming to my mind right now? There's been a few fighters that, oh, you mentioned McCarty.
Bilak, McCarty. Eric Goddard, Chris Simon was a really...
I mean, Chris Simon, we're going to remember him just because of the 04 run. But I think if you ask the, you know, hockey fans around the league who, you know, Chris Simon, they're not going to tell you, they're not going to say, they're not going to remember him as a Flame.
You remember his great hair in Washington.
Why do I think of him in... Yeah, I kind of think of him in Washington. Jagr was in Washington too, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's funny. I'm looking at a list of obscure Flames online, and we've already named every single one of them on the list.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Yeah. Oh. That's...
All right. Off season. It is definitely off season.
Yeah.
But that's why we're doing these special episodes, and I enjoy these shorter, condensed special episode where we...
Well, it's easy to find the energy for them because they're interesting topics, and you know, we're not focused on news. You know what I mean? So there's really no pressure. I don't know. Tony Ludman, which was spelled Lidman, yeah. Ludman, but he went on to have a pretty good career in Buffalo, but started as a Calgary Flame. Fun fact: I'll never forget this. Tony Ludman in NHL, I think it was 2001, in the video game, got injured on my roster, and his injury was a ruptured testicle. I don't know who programmed that in the video game.
Hey, it happens.
But it's been 25 years, and I still remember that.
Because that was a big deal for you, wasn't it? When you saw that, you're just like, what?
Yeah, the fear of ever rupturing my own testicles was palpable after reading that. And I honestly, you know, I can't think of a better note to end this show on. So that's all.
How about Jordan Leopold?
Oh, I love Leopold. Minnesota Golden Gopher. Did he win the Hobie Baker?
I don't know. I hate gophers.
Like the Golden Gophers or just Gophers the animal?
Both.
Wow. All right, Gophers and ruptured testicles. That's today's show.
Hey, I can think of worse things, right?
Than a ruptured testicle? No, you can't.
Oh, man. All right, Flames fans, enjoy the rest of the offseason. We're back every single week talking Flames hockey and ruptured testicles on Flames Unfiltered.
See you guys. So you know we'll get it done.
Thanks for listening to Flames Unfiltered with Brad Berud and Kyle Lewis, your source for unfiltered Calgary Flames hockey talk. Keep it locked on flamesunfiltered.ca. Subscribe where you get all your podcasts to never miss an episode. Flames Hockey Talk every week presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.